Oh my gosh, we have so many callers.
Ruh-roh.
That's a good thing. Oh, yeah.
These pervs. Tell them to get a life.
Yeah, can we tell these pervs to get a life? Okay.
Okay. Wow. Right, ready?
Yeah. Welcome to Dr. Game Show. I'm Joe Firestone. We are here with Manolo.
I'm here.
He's here today. We just split sandwich and cookie lunch.
Yeah, I'm full now.
Yeah, me too. And we have Sam Taggart here.
Hi.
Sam, you might have seen Sam recently in the most recent episode of Los Spookies on HBO. You had a beautiful costume.
I had a bunch of really beautiful costumes. No, I was not allowed to keep any of them. They were very strict about that.
Gorgeous. It was like a little short suit.
You know, what's crazy is I think they just got them at like Forever 21 or something.
No.
Yeah. They just found these suits and apparently they weren't that rare. I was like, oh, is this Versace? Potentially Gucci? No. I'm pretty sure they were Forever 21.
Dang.
It just, you know, sometimes fast fashion is just as good as the big dogs.
That's all you need. Did you get it in Chile?
Yeah, it was Forever 21 Chile, so maybe that's a whole different vibe.
Man, how old can you keep going with Forever 21?
Oh, she show.
Now, you got a couple shows. Say people are listening in, what, I don't know, Oregon.
Oh, God.
I know. So, what do we got? You do comedy in New York. You do comedy all over the place. We've had you on one of our earliest episodes. And now...
Was I around for them? No.
No.
Yeah, it was
I'm
going to
say no.
I think you were there.
Was I?
Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe. And we'll check.
We'll check the archives.
We'll check the archives. Could somebody please check the archives? Jay Frosting, please. This is quite a gap.
Yes, yeah. A lot has happened.
Could you
three years?
Just fill us in on the plot points.
Plot points.
The plot points of the last 3 years.
I think it's maybe four.
4 years.
Yeah.
Well,
major plot points.
One of them growing.
Yeah.
One of them. I'm 6'4" now. Thin as a rail.
If you were to list all of them. Have one of them be like the Chekhov's gun, and then at the last point, you have to use it.
What? What did you just ask of you?
Of all the stuff that happened to you in the past.
Oh my gosh.
What was it, 5 years?
No, it's like four years.
Okay. Maybe five.
Oh,
that's
no.
The twist.
Don't you hate that?
Oh my God. Don't you hate that? Time?
I was making this joke and I was like, oh, this is still relevant. And then somebody was like, no, I think that's, you're like commenting on like 2016 Facebook event culture. And I was like, but that's still relevant. I'm relevant, right?
Oh no. Oh, somebody just told me that it was pre-Manolo.
Mm. Oh, wow. You guys have active fans.
Yes. Mm. Dang.
They're at the ready.
Dang. Wish you were there.
You would have had such a good time.
Yeah, that...
Oh, no.
That Facebook thing would have been more relevant.
That would have been actually really bleeding edge at that point.
We would have loved that kind of stuff. That would have been up our alley, for sure. But then... So then you've grown so much.
Yeah.
And in between that time and this time, you did Comedy Central Up Next.
I did that. That's true, too.
Mm-hmm. At Clusterfest.
At Clusterfest, yes.
And you got a dog.
I think I had the dog then, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I got the dog when I was messed up young, you know, just bizarrely young.
And they were like,
a hard 23.
A 23-year-old with a grown dog?
Can you believe
how
it?
How old's your dog? I've
He's
met
like
him
10
once.
Now or something.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's a really beautiful dog.
Yeah, I but agree. Mean. Just
really?
Mean.
No.
Ugh.
No.
One of the meanest.
No.
Doesn't do dishes.
That's the least of my worries.
Oh, no.
Wait, is he really mean dog?
Yeah. Have you not met Gizmo?
I thought he was a nice dog.
No, this little stinker. He'll bark at you. He'll bite you if you get too close.
Oh, no.
He is grumpy. It is. There's really nothing to calm him down.
His whole life, or was it just like a new, like, old, grumpy old?
It's kind of been his whole life.
Mm. Does he like you?
He likes me. He's super nice to me. But, like, so mean to everyone around me. Like,
oh.
he thinks he should be the only one that has access to me.
Oh.
And everyone else is a threat.
Even people he like knows really well and like
yeah,
sees a lot.
Like he's been around Misha now for like 5 years and he still like growls at Misha in the morning.
No.
Like
wow.
But it like there's less like behind it. Like you know he won't actually bite him.
No.
But he's still like being mean. He's definitely trying to create a wedge.
Oh. Oh no. I want to get a dog, but I'm afraid it will create a web.
Never web?
Wedge?
A wedge. I'm sorry. I have that thing where you mix up web and wedge, like spider's wedge and wedge of lies. Okay, so we found out that Manolo's first appearance was on episode 4. One episode difference.
Whoa. Oh.
You were on episode 3.
Wait, of the whole show?
Yeah.
I was sure it was like a long-running show at that point.
No, yeah, it was.
It just felt like it.
I rolled up and I was like, oh yeah, this show's been going for 2 years. Like,
machine.
It's a beloved piece of podcasting or radio. I'm not sure what the difference is anymore.
Is there? I mean, with Facebook, is there? But that's, wow, wild. That's pretty wild stuff. You came in episode 4.
Do you notice anything different?
It's definitely a calm space.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I can feel some ease.
We love that stuff. We are so into ease.
You didn't notice my haircut.
Oh no.
Oh no,
cutie, no. You got a haircut, everybody knows.
Yeah. Like really recently?
No.
The
Within the past
years.
4 years.
Oh,
I did.
Okay. Yeah, I got a couple of those too.
It's one of their classic little footnotes.
Joe, do you notice anything different about me?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. First of
6 foot.
6 foot four, definitely. I mean, I think definitely you're coming in. First thing everybody notices big difference, is the mustache.
Oh, wow. That's a really good point. Back then, I didn't have a mustache.
Mm-mm.
I was a whole different person.
Yeah, and now I think it's kind of part of your look.
Yeah. When I think of myself, I think of myself as someone with a mustache.
If you drew yourself right now, I said, please draw yourself in 4 seconds.
Ah,
just a line.
It would just be the mustache.
Isn't it like you meet people who don't know you without the mustache? That's kind of a weird concept for me.
That is a weird concept.
Where they're like, I don't know how you are without it. So. But
I just think that if you shaved your mustache, I think it'd be okay. People would know you.
I don't know. Are you trying to tell me something?
No, you would look. I think you would probably look. I remember my dad shaved his mustache after my whole life. He had a mustache. I thought he looked like 3 years younger,
whoa,
but maybe 2 years, like a little, like it's almost like you look like a little bit like you lost some weight or something.
Oh, sure. I think when I'm like 35, I'll do that. And then be like, oops, I'm 29.
Yeah, when I turn 35, I'll do that.
Oh, yeah. Winky, winky. Yes, okay.
Next week.
Next week, when I am a baby again. We are all babies here on Dr. Game Show. That's the rule. Oh, I didn't even tell you. Dr. Game Show is a show where we play games submitted by listeners. We play them regardless of quality. We play them with in-studio guest Sam Taggart every single time. And we play them. And Sam is going to play against you all. So if you want to call in and play, you can call 857-MANOLO-1. And if you win against John, or Sam.
Wow.
I was like reading Josh.
Josh me, Jesus.
I read the word Josh and then put, I was like, no, it's M at the end. And then I said, that's not a name,
M?
Jam.
John?
And then I thought, John?
John?
No, that's what happens when you read. So we got, Sam will play against you. If you win against Sam, you get an A.
Plus.
What?
Oh, no. A custom magnet.
A custom magnet.
Oh.
It's sponsored by
Sticker Mule.
Yeah, so basically, Sam, we another big change is we got a huge endorsement from Sticker Mule. So
do you know what they do?
I assume they make stickers.
Yeah, and magnets.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's pretty
definitely
good.
Definitely diversifying the portfolio.
Yeah, and mules. So if you wouldn't mind, every time we do mention magnets, if you could just kind of mention Sticker Mule.
No, that's totally not a problem. I can absolutely work with that.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
I had no idea the stakes were so high.
Yeah.
I didn't realize we were dealing with actual magnets.
Yeah, people put in money and people expect money to come out.
Yeah.
It's the kind of stuff we're working with, so.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Sticker Mule. Yeah. So, so we play some games. We play three games. One game wins. We play that game the following week. Wow. Yeah. If you want to come up with a game, you can always email us, drgameshow@gmail.com. I have been told that we will not respond. That's what I told. I think I've told people before that we will respond, but apparently we do not respond. We just read it quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mom on Facebook. Oh.
Bop.
Dang. She's secret. Okay, so.
She's a spy.
She's a spy. So we're going to play some games. Okay, Alex just wanted everybody to know that my mom likes his posts. So my mom engages with Alex's posts.
Oh, well, that's good.
Alex is in Alaska right now. Remotely producing us.
What?
That's something that changed.
He produces
us. Does he always live in Alaska?
He lived in Alaska for a month. 2 months? A month.
A month?
A month.
Well, dare I ask, why the heck?
He moved. He's going to have another baby. He's a family man. They're living in Alaska. He loves fish. He loves his wife. They're having the time of their lives, shivering.
Shivery shiver.
Shivery shiver. They love just
wave
to people
there.
In the cruise ships.
Oh, yeah. They had a really warm June.
He says that he's already sick of salmon. Wow. Okay.
Oh, God. I thought he said sick of Sam, and I was like, oh, well, I'll leave. No, unbelievable.
He would like John back. He wants John. Okay, he says, I love Sam. He says, love Sam.
Love Sam, sick of salmon.
Yeah.
For all the listeners.
Yeah.
He spelled it S-A-L-M.
Yeah. I used to love salmon. Man, oh man, what a meaty fish.
You don't like it anymore?
Don't eat it, vegetarian.
Oh.
Eat it?
If you could get any meat back, what would you eat? Would it
salmon?
Be salmon?
Probably salmon.
Is that
salmon.
True?
No, I would do chicken fingers.
Yum.
Like
yeah. Yeah.
I could go for a couple of those right now.
Yeah, or maybe a couple of slices of cold salami. Wow.
Oh, that's a weird one.
What's your guys' favorite meat? And then we'll get to the meat of the show.
Nice. I could do salmon.
Meat? Favorite?
Sure.
Yeah, right. You love sausage and stuff.
No. I had a bite of somebody's and I felt like I needed to take a shower.
I'm going to go with cheeseburger.
Thank you for moving on.
I'm going to go with cheeseburger.
Thank you.
You see, I was vegetarian for 4 or 5 years.
Whoa.
And then I stopped because I was in a bad mood. And then now I'm fully addicted to meat and I need to figure out like a balance.
You was the first thing you ate a cheeseburger?
The first thing I ate, well, when I went to Japan, I didn't know what I was ordering.
Another thing that happened in the last
yeah,
4 years.
Bring that up?
Went to Japan. Another thing.
I went to Japan.
So
really
Sam's
true.
Gonna actually sprinkle in the little plot points throughout this.
You'll have to piece it all together and write my story for me.
Yeah, Jay Frosting, good luck. Okay. Jay Frosting runs the wiki.
You guys have a wiki.
Because of Jay Frosting.
Definitely got to give that person a huge shout out.
Yeah, huge shout out to Jay Frosting. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So then, okay, so you went to Japan, you ate a bunch of meat.
I ate a bunch of meat, and then I came back, and I was like, well, now I'm fully addicted to meat. And I was also, like, tired. I had recently moved to Bushwick. That's something else that happened in the last four years.
Okay, Jay, take
Greenpoint.
Note.
Point. And I was not happy with the vegetarian options around me. I felt like they were too expensive. And you know me, I'm always on the go. Yeah. So I just decided, you know, who am I doing this for? Maybe in a couple of years when I'm rich, I'll go back to being vegetarian and I'll order everything from Seamless and it's going to be a couple more dollars. But hey, I've got the cash.
Do you remember what meat you were eating in Japan? Once you realized that it was meat?
No, it was like every meal. I just kind of gave up and was like, I'm just going to eat whatever.
Mm. Man, I had a bite. I was served a meal and it was like a catered meal and I was like, oh, is there a vegetarian option? They're like, oh yeah, this is a vegetarian chicken. And I was like, oh, I love vegetarian meat. And I ate it and I was like, this is the best stuff ever. And then I was like, this is real, isn't it? And they're like, yeah, did you ask for chicken? I was like, no, come on. But it was so good. And then I had to lay down for the whole day. Do you know who has a weak constitution?
Oh, no.
Me, JoJo. Yeah.
You hate to see it.
Yeah, I know.
You know, me too, actually. My stomach's always messed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Gotta work on that fermented food intake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's so true.
Oh, yeah.
I started taking probiotic gummies.
Okay.
Is this fun?
Yeah. You know what everybody believes in. Probiotics. And you know what everyone loves.
More probiotic facts.
No gummies!
Oh. Did you know that people who suffer from anxiety, their anxiety goes down when they eat probiotics?
Dang, I'm trying to smash a couple more probies.
I gotta do that. Yeah. I mean, not that
I'm
anxious.
Eating chicken.
Oh, God, no.
No.
Me, casual, comfortable.
Uncomfortable.
Take me to a social event. I love it.
I need to be outside. Okay, so somebody's saying let's play the games. Okay, fine.
We actually haven't talked in 4 years, but sure, we can play a game.
I guess we'll just play games. Okay, so now this first game is called Great Plate, spelled with 2 8s, submitted by Mallory Kaur. Take it away with theme song. Feel free to chime in, Sam.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing that changed. Yeah.
You guys
have
this
theme song.
Okay.
It goes like
here
this.
Here we go. Take it. Oh. So loud.
Great plate. It's a great plate. Great plate.
It's pretty good.
Crash.
Number 8.
That was really good. Really, I'm glad we had a crash.
As a drummer, I just can't. I can't hear a song without hearing where the cymbal should crash.
Oh, so in the last 4 years, have you become a drummer?
Yeah, professionally. I don't know if you know the band. They're called Aerosmith.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Alex didn't tell us that in the bio. Oh, shoot.
I just kind of didn't feel like sharing because I want people to see me as like a comedian, not as the drummer for Aerosmith.
Right.
He's in the Aerosmith wiki.
Oh, yes. Jay Frosting, could you update that? Okay, so this is this game, I don't really know if this game is like, I picked this game just because the first two words reminded me of you.
Yeah.
I thought if you were to write a game description, you would have done this, but I don't know. Okay, here's how it works. Mallory writes, beep, beep, this game is called Great Plate. In this game, the first player comes up with a novelty license plate that a fictional character would have. For example, Sleeping Beauty might have a plate that says, I love to ZZZ. Mm-hmm. L-U-V to Z-Z-Z. Like love to sleep. Haha. Yes. Okay, the other players guess who the character is. Players win a custom magnet for correctly guessing the character. If they guess incorrectly, they have another chance if they can creatively describe the vehicle that the character would have. Whoa. Okay. Manolo determines that the vehicle described is creative enough for a custom magnet. Wow, that's creative enough. Whew. That's going to send you into a tailspin. Call in. Okay. So let's talk to Ed from Lawrence, Kansas, who's driving to Dallas to watch wrestling.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. Ed, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, Ed. What's your...
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed.
Ed. Ed.
Hello, Salmon.
What's that?
Hi.
Hello, JoJo. Ed.
Hey, Ed.
What about me?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi, Manolo.
Oh, that's so nice. Great. We love saying hi to people. That's kind of our thing here at Dr. Game Show. People call in, say hi, and we say hi back. Yeah. All right. So, Ed.
Punk rock stuff.
Yeah. Ed. Ed, you yeah. like wrestling? Who are you voting for? I mean, in the wrestling tournament.
Oh, I'm
wrestling primary.
I told Alex that I'm driving to a wrestling show. I'm almost out of Oklahoma, going to Dallas. Mm.
That's a really long drive, right?
It's a long drive. I just happen to have a friend who had an extra ticket, so I'm driving down there.
Is the friend there in the car?
No.
Oh.
I am by myself in the car.
Oh.
The friend is already in Dallas.
You eating anything?
You guys are my only friends in the car.
Oh my God. You eating anything?
Well, you know, I bought this score bar at the gas station.
What?
But
do they keep making those?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask me if I'm eating something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you eat something?
Yeah, I bought a chocolate. I bought a chocolate bar, but it's melted. My car is hot.
I didn't know they still made those.
I've never heard of those in the first place.
It's like a black wrapper. Right? And then it's got like yellow writing?
Yes.
Toffee?
Yes.
It's like a symphony bar?
Great.
It's like symphony?
That's not going to sustain you.
Yes.
That's just going to get you a little sugar buzz and then you're going to crash.
I've only got about another hour.
Okay.
I've only got about another hour. So.
I had no idea Oklahoma and Dallas
were
so close.
That should be enough to sustain me.
Dang. Listen, nothing but a score bar and a...
And a dream.
And a dream. Well, that seems like you are actually. This is a great game for a driver. Do you feel comfortable driving and playing, Ed?
I can do it. Yes.
Okay. Okay, Ed. Okay, go for it.
Okay. So I come up with a fiction. I think of a fictional character, or you give me a fictional.
No. You come up with a fictional character. Come up with the license plate. We're talking about six letters. Okay. No more, no
seven.
Less. It depends on the state. Okay. Some people can do seven if they ask.
Okay.
Okay.
License plate. HFLPUF. That's six.
HFLPUF.
Hufflepuff.
Yeah. And do you want to know what kind of car it is?
Wait.
Sure.
Or somebody else do that.
Wait, hold on. Is it a character or is it a group of people?
Yes.
It's a character.
It's a character. I may not have read this book, so maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
You think a character is named Hufflepuff?
No, that's their license plate.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, who is it? Who is it?
Wait, who's guessing?
Who's it?
Harry Potter.
No.
It's Harry Potter.
No.
Potter. Famously, a Gryffindor.
I made it up. I'm the one who
in what universe does Harry Potter have a license plate that's not his own house?
Okay, first of all,
I'm furious.
I'm curious as well.
Just because he still likes that house the best. I don't know.
Okay, so first of all, it's amazing that both Manolo the judge and Ed the player have so little knowledge of Harry Potter that they both thought it was Harry Potter. So I guess still Ed gets the point.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Ed,
thank you, Manolo.
Wow.
Yeah, we're both dumb together.
Yes. Pretty amazing.
No, this is insane.
You and me, Manolo. You and me, buddy.
Wow. Yeah. I would like to know what kind of car you think Harry Potter would drive based on the nonsense you just spewed.
It's a Mini Cooper.
What?
I actually do see that for him. Scooting around London in a Mini Coop, of course.
So who's a Hufflepuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
There are no notable.
There are no famous Hufflepuffs. That's like part of their deal is that they're like afraid of the spotlight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they shy away from the
limelight.
Yeah,
they like really like just like don't like attention in that same way.
So, someone mentioned Cedric Diggory, but Cedric degrees.
Yeah, he's passed.
He's passed.
That's a character?
Away.
Spoiler?
Well, not anymore. Yeah.
Manolo, I don't know who that is either.
Somebody suggested Nymphadora Tonks.
Okay, they need to grow up.
You guys are just listing words. This is weird.
Yeah, I don't know what any of these words
well,
mean.
Well, really cool still. great job, Ed. Way to be cooler than reading a child's book. Proud of you.
Ignorance is cool.
Thank you. Yeah,
okay,
right.
So you get a custom magnet. Congratulations, very proud.
She said custom maggot, by the way.
No, I didn't.
You got a custom maggot.
You're getting a bunch of maggots heading your way.
It's from Sticker Mole, okay?
It's a dead mole covered in maggots.
Okay, goodbye, Ed.
Goodbye.
Oh, good luck.
I love the goodbye. Okay, here we go. That was pretty good. Now, Sam, it's your turn.
Okay, my license plate is NAUGHTY.
Which fictional character is naughty?
The Joker.
So it's actually so you guys are familiar with Santa.
Yeah.
This is actually bad Santa.
Like Billy Bob Thornton.
Like Billy Bob Thornton's famous character, Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
I didn't know that was canon.
Wow, that is canon. Now, what car would Bad Santa be driving with the license plate naughty?
I'm going to say a Hummer.
A Hummer. Wow. Well, you know, I think it's pretty good. You stumped Manolo. I wonder if anybody... Wow.
The Joker. To be fair, that would be something the Joker would say.
He's a bit...
He's always like, oops, I'm naughty.
He's a stinker.
He's a stinker.
You
wow.
know how I got this naughty?
A bunch of people are on the message board suggesting that it should have been Dracula. That Dracula should be the one with a naughty license plate.
I mean, he's not really doing anything wrong, right?
Yeah. I guess he's pretty naughty in his own
that
right.
Little scamp.
Wow. Okay, let's talk to Sam from Madison, Wisconsin. Sam, are you there?
Yep, I'm right here.
Okay, Sam, you ready to go?
Yep, I'm all set.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm really excited. Okay, the license plate is WLDTHG.
WLDTHG?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. WLDTHG. Like it could be like
Wild Dog.
Wild Thing, maybe. Wild Dog, maybe. Sure. Wood.
Joe, I like where you're going with this.
Wood, though.
Wood, though.
Somebody.
This one's actually extremely difficult.
Somebody on the message board just suggested doing 007 Bond. Just is a real tricky guy.
I would go with Spy Guy.
So Wild, maybe Wild Thing, maybe. Who do you think's a Wild Thing?
I think maybe you keep going with that, Joe. Keep going with that.
Wild.
What famous character?
Yeah, Sam, that's good. Sam, have you ever been
king of?
Sam, have you ever been to that restaurant with the goats on top?
What?
I've seen that. Yeah.
Oh.
In the Dells.
Is that in Madison?
It's close to Madison. There's a restaurant with goats on top.
Living goats?
Living goats, and they got little pancakes, thin ones with lingonberry jam.
You've been there.
No.
You haven't been there.
You haven't been there?
No.
But it's good?
I haven't been thinking about it.
Because, okay.
Sorry, Sam. Okay. Wild Thing. Maybe.
Okay, so think of a famous character who might be the king of all the wild things.
Oh,
brother.
Oh, yeah.
What, you know who it is?
Well, what about that book?
You know, the big book?
Yeah, what about that big book? The book you read at bedtime?
Oh, the Bible. King Solomon, yes. Or whatever.
King Solomon is your guess for Wild Thing?
Is it King Solomon?
King Solomon is a total Wild Thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so Sam, the guess is King Solomon. Is that correct?
From the Bible.
Yeah, absolutely. It's King Solomon, yep. Mm-hmm.
He's a Gryffindor.
Classic Bible verse.
What it was it was it Max?
It ding ding ding.
Wow.
Well, oh, you knew his name.
Listen,
I honestly didn't even think he had a name.
From the kids' book?
Yeah. From the kids' book.
Bonus points for the name of the book.
Where the Wild Things Roam or whatever.
Are.
Yeah, yeah.
Are. You're overcomplicating.
Yeah, you're making it too active.
I guess they're not roaming.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just kind of there. Mm.
This is, Alex, our producer, wanted me to ask you about, apparently you're doing some loud speed reading before you called in.
Yeah, I read so loud that my husband kicked me out of bed because he couldn't sleep.
Wait, you read?
Because I was reading too loudly.
You read out loud?
Also, is he okay? Why is he asleep at 2?
It's the actual page. I was actually turning my pages too quickly and couldn't fall asleep.
Whipping through the air?
Like a cartoon reading.
I just don't. I'm just that good. I mean, some people are professionals. I'm one of those.
Wow. Dang, that's pretty fast. How many, you read like a book a day, or what are we talking?
Well, that book I read about an hour, but I'm a children's librarian, so it was a kid's book.
So I thought you were fuming when you heard this previous caller talking about Harry Potter not knowing anything about it. Just furious, right?
I was as confused as you guys.
Did the pages sound like this?
Faster.
Yep.
Or was it more like,
yep,
clap, 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 clap. Crash, crash, crash.
Well, it didn't help that I kept hitting him, you know, with my book.
Oh my gosh.
Wake up, wake up.
What kind of bed is this? Jeez. Sam, please be careful.
It's a dangerous job, Sam, being a librarian.
I know. Uh-huh. Listen, I feel bad because you did a pretty easy one and Manolo guessed King Solomon. But please call back anytime. Please, please, I insist.
I promise. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye. Thanks. King Solomon. Jeez. Okay.
She didn't say bye back.
Oh, no.
Oh, you hate to hear it.
Okay, let's. We hate to hear when they don't call back. Let's talk to. Oh, we're going to talk to another Sam. Sam from Brooklyn.
For real?
Oh my gosh, Sam from Brooklyn, how are you?
Doing well, how are you?
I'm good. Do you know this Sam?
Sam, do we know each other or?
No, but actually the other Sam and I know each other.
Is that true?
What?
No, that's not true. I don't know why I said that.
I was
going to
be so jealous.
Sam,
I just wanted to feel like I was like part of something.
Yeah, no, totally. I get it. And it's hard because it's hard to feel part of anything.
You know, we're so on our phones and yet we're so disconnected. It's actually kind of crazy.
Honestly, you're probably in a room full of people right now listening to a podcast by yourself.
Are you like right next door? You should just pop in.
Pop in. Actually, please don't stop by. We really encourage that.
I'm actually just somewhere in Brooklyn. I don't know where.
So. Oh my gosh. Wait. Are you in Brooklyn right now?
Yeah.
Are you in Bushwick right now?
No, I'm in Crown Heights.
Oh. Oh,
the Bushwick of the South.
The Bushwick below the Mason-Dixon line.
Wow. Dang. Well, Sam, I'm so glad you called in. I hope you're familiar with license plates. You have one?
Mm-hmm. I've seen a couple of license plates in my life.
Go for it.
Okay, so the one I have for you guys is H8THNYS.
H8T, is it TNA? What?
H8.
P, as in Pogo.
Uh-huh. P.
H8PHNYS.
Okay. H8PHNYS.
Hate
phonies. hate phonies. Yeah. Hate phonies.
Oh, I got it.
You know who this is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is. There's only one phony hater in all of what are you talking culture. About?
Come on.
What? Come on.
Come on. Not the picture, but the...
We're talking books again, I think.
Books?
Not why the picture, there... but the... And not the white bread, but the...
Brown and not bread. The sourdough. No, no, no.
Not the brown bread, no.
What are you talking about?
Not the picture, but the...
It's a sourdough.
He's not catcher dropping. In the rye? He's...
Catcher in the Rye?
Yeah, Holden yeah. Caulfield.
How close do I have to... Yeah.
Wow, that was a custom
that was really
magnet.
Intellectual. Dang. I am so impressed.
Really good,
you
Sam.
You guys are smart.
At least one Sam got it. Sam,
I'm an English major.
Nice.
Me too.
All right, well, Sam.
Whoa,
we're
nice.
The same. It's like looking and talking in a mirror.
That's freaked up. Looking and talking in a mirror. Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Sam, for calling
yeah,
in.
Yeah, both Sam's and English majors. Thank Thanks. You so much.
Goodbye. Okay, wow.
It's so nice that people...
He didn't say bye back.
I know. Nobody
oh,
does.
No.
Nobody does these
what
things.
What a streak.
Dang. Okay. Now, do you think we should do one more? Or should we move on?
Is this the first game?
Yeah. I think we should move on.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe okay. Maybe it'll play again. Who knows?
I mean, I that one was really good. Definitely
a good
give
game.
A huge shout out to
Mallory.
Mal.
Mal. Nice.
Mal.
Nice work, Mallory. We love King Solomon. Okay. So this.
The Lord is our Savior.
So this next game is called Sticker Mule 2.0. It's submitted by a regular message board troll, Doc Zen. So take it away with a theme song.
Crash.
Sticker mule. Sticker mule. Sticker mule. Sticker mule. Sticker mule.
Crash, crash.
Sticker mule. 2.0.
Drum roll, crash.
Wow, that was aye, really aye. Good. Woo. Okay, so this is what Doc Zen writes. Oh no, Dr. Game Show has made Sticker Mule too much money and they must now invest their windfall in new products. As heir to the Sticker Mule fortune, Manolo must hear ideas for new products from the guests and callers. If Manolo likes the product idea and thinks it would fit in well under the Sticker Mule umbrella, then the player slash guest wins a custom magnet sponsored by
Sticker Mule
2.0. So, I think that just to be clear, I think Doc Zen is just having us pitch products.
Okay.
I think it's pretty wide open.
So it's kind of like a brainstorming sesh.
It's pretty much a brainstorming sesh. It could be across the board any products whatsoever.
Oh, okay.
So,
this is tough.
Yeah. So let's take some. We're going to do a lightning round.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So we're going to do a lightning round. You get like 10 seconds to pitch your idea. It's going to be hot takes.
Yeah. Should I bring in the sound effects?
Yeah, definitely. What are the sound effects if you're gonna buy it for Sticker Mule?
Oh, yeah.
And what if you don't want it?
Ha ha. No way.
Nice. Okay. Super fast. Okay. Ready? Oh, somebody suggested.
I'm tired of talking.
I think Alex on the message board just suggested Mule Tank. Okay. Nice.
Yeah?
Like Shark Tank, but with mules.
Oh.
Oh.
No way.
That is smart.
Dang, nice. Okay, here we go. Let's talk to Lewis in Buffalo. Lightning round. Lewis, go.
Hi, how's it going?
Lewis, lightning round.
Okay, I have a great idea. It's it's like a kitchen appliance that you put a tortilla on.
Okay,
and it warms
time's
the tortilla
up. I'm so sorry.
You.
Okay, time's up.
But
all
what
right.
Happens
so
to the tortilla?
A plate?
What happens to the tortilla?
Are you going
to
buy it?
A Sticker Mule plate?
Are you going to buy it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
The bar
okay.
is on the floor.
Okay. Let's talk to Claude from Durham, North Carolina. I always like to hear from Claude. Lightning round. Get through it, Claude.
I didn't think this far ahead.
Oh
okay, so you know, like, flags?
Yeah.
Did
yes.
you ever want a custom one for, yep. like, your own country or whatever?
Yep, and that's time. Okay, that's... What do you think? Are you going to buy it or not?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay, another custom magnet. Okay.
I think she was proposing a business, not necessarily a product. But
lightning round. Here we go. Liz from Seattle. Liz.
Okay, so you have these squares of fluffy edible material, and you can put fake meat and lettuce and, like, condiments inside, and then you can eat it.
So you eat
I'm going to go with calling it bread.
Oh. And that's time. Okay. What do we think, Manolo?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, another custom magnet from Sticker Mule 2.0. We must be doing good.
This is incredible.
Spencer from Santa Barbara, California.
Santa Barbara, California.
It's a really, it's a sticky mule, and you can throw it at the wall.
No, I'm so sorry that I did not like that at all.
Wait, but
okay.
Was it actual size or was it miniature?
Oh, shoot.
If it were miniature, I'm on board. Actual size, too big.
Spencer, I'm sorry I hung up on you. You're back on the line. We did have a question.
Oh, okay.
Is it miniature or actual size?
I didn't hear any of the last 5 seconds. Oh, it is actual size. Actually, it's very big.
Oh, okay, you are canceled.
Too big.
A very big sticky mule. Yeah, that is not the time. Okay, thank you very much.
Haha, no way.
So sorry, Spencer. Goodbye.
The only one. We gotta know.
Okay, I mean it's rough. It's really rough. It takes a lot of vulnerability. We acknowledge that.
That is true.
Okay, we're gonna do one more. Jay Frosting. We're gonna actually talk to Jay Frosting from Los Angeles, California, home of the Wiki. Jay, lightning round.
Oh my gosh.
Jay.
Updating the Aerosmith.
Jay Frosting.
I was so thrilled to finally meet you.
Jay, you're going to have to write about this on the wiki. Jay. Oh my.
Oh, I was.
You just hung up on.
Listen, you get 10 seconds. Oh my gosh.
Wait, you're not going to bring him back on?
I'll bring him back. Okay. I love hanging up on people. It's almost my favorite thing.
So sorry about that.
Oh, Jay.
So
back.
I'm imagining, hello. Mm-hmm. We're still doing lightning round?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So I'm imagining a helmet that can see what you're picturing, and then it can print out like a photorealistic picture of that.
Mm. Oh, so it like reads your mind. That sounds pretty helpful, but worried about the privacy element.
It's for people who have trouble drawing.
I think that's spyware.
Yeah.
Manolo, this person has been dedicating a lot of time to the Dr. Game Show franchise. And you're...
Yeah, but it's always been a plot to get inside our heads and figure out what we can see in there.
Jay?
If you want, I can do a license plate instead.
Jay? Yeah. Okay, Jay. Listen.
Yes.
Jay, listen, if you could just start to talk, I'm going to hang up on you, and then we'll get you back on the line,
right.
Okay? Ready? Start to talk.
So in 1930, yeah.
Okay. That felt good.
He's fine.
That felt good. Okay, we're getting him back. Okay, Jay, you're back. I mean, can you believe how this happens? Okay, Jay, what's your license
plate? In an effort to alleviate the effects of the Great Depression, ask the Tariffill, the Holly Smoot Tariff.
Okay, yep, all right. Okay, that's
from the Aerosmith.
Well, we
Okay, goodbye, Jay.
In an effort to collect more rent.
All right, goodbye. Okay. All right. Okay, this lightning round stressed me out. Sam, it's your turn.
Oh, to come up with an idea for a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to play? Okay. Okay, so it's a bike, right? But it's, can...
What's the twist, Sam?
But what's cool about it is the wheels are also on little pogo sticks, and the wheels don't actually roll at all. So you're bouncing, but you're still sitting.
This is sponsored by Sticker Mule.
It's
pretty custom.
Okay.
Well, what's
right.
cool about it is it's meant for like urban places because you can like hop on top of buildings and off of them and etc.
Wild. Mm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
So glad that happened. Wow, that was Sticker Mule 2.0. What a game. Okay.
And this is a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, I'm Graham.
And we're two house DJs who have been trapped inside our drum machine.
We love it here, and we'd love if you stopped by and visited us every week on Stop Podcasting Yourself
here on MaximumFun.org.
We're just a couple of doofuses from Canada.
And listen to our show or perish. Stop podcasting yourself.
On MaximumFun.org.
Well, Alexis, we got big news.
Uh-oh.
Season one, done.
It's over.
Season two, coming at you hot.
3 years after
season one.
Technically right. Almost 4 years.
All right.
And now, listen, here at Can I Pet Your Dog, the Smash Hit podcast, our seasons run for 3.5 years.
And then in season two, we come at you with new, hot co-hosts. Named you.
Hi, I'm Alexis.
And we also have
field trip.
Dog tech.
Yeah.
Dog news. Celebrity guests.
Oh, big shots.
Will not let them talk about their resume.
Nope. Only the dogs.
I mean, if ever you were going to get into Can I Pet Your Dog,
now's the time.
Get in here.
Every Tuesday
at MaximumFun.org.
Okay, here we go. This game is called My Rad Pal. It's submitted by Lara Dooley, along with kids Cora and Teddy from Napa, California. Take it away with the theme song.
Rad Pal.
Crash.
I mean, My Rad Pal. Wait, I have to do it again.
Oh.
My rad pal.
Crash.
Crash. Okay. Wait. Oh, shoot.
Why are you so...
I did the wrong game.
Oh, no.
I did the wrong game.
You hate to see it.
I hate to see that happen, but I played the wrong game.
So now
how?
I had the wrong paper in front of me.
So what do you do now?
We have to
scrap the whole app, or...
I guess we have to scrap the whole episode.
Oh, no.
If you all were listening to this, just kind of pretend that you didn't. We can't really, I guess, afford an editor anymore. Mm. And so human error kind of takes a hold of us. And I just wish I hadn't said that. And I wish that you hadn't sung that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I guess it's all of our faults, kind of.
Should I just play the
mine, but...
theme song again?
Yeah, if you could.
Don't forget everything that happened before this never happened.
Yes, this is a new episode of Dr. Game Show where we play only one game and one game wins. Wow, this feels really good. You don't understand how much royalties we're going to have to play to Big Huge. Okay, here we go. So this is going to be enormously expensive. Wow. Okay, so this last game is the game.
And I'm Manolo Moreno.
Yeah, and so
and I'm Sam, and it's been four to five years.
Oh, you grew.
I'm taller now.
And right. I wanted to tell you guys about something that I did.
The restaurant with goats on top that you've never been to.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Back to normal. We're playing one game today, and that game is the winner from last week that I messed up on. It's called Rowboat Elton John. It was a vocal typo from what it should have been, Robot Elton John, and it's submitted by, let me get this right, the rules were given to us, Allison from, I believe it's, Corey or Conray, I can't read my own handwriting, Arkansas. Allison, definitely from Arkansas. Okay, so this was the winner because there was mutiny on the message board. Corvallis. No, definitely not Corvallis, Oregon. No, it was from Arkansas. Help me, Alex. Help me. Okay, so so this is, oh my gosh. Okay, so this is, I guess what's going to happen is that people start singing Elton John songs and they can either turn into a rowboat or a robot. It's up to them. I guess you can decide midway through.
This is confusing.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing is that in the time since you've been gone, there's been a canon created of something Elton John where they sing. It's a style of game where nobody wins. There are no rules. It's submitted originally by
Henry Gensimer.
Harry Gensimer, yes.
Wow.
He created this game style where people just sing and there's no points and it makes me furious. But
they slowly turn into a werewolf.
Yes. And so basically people try to really get, bring it back in the message boards. People, they listen to this show, but they hate it. It's almost
they love to watch it burn.
Yeah, so it's almost like...
the Joker.
That naughty guy.
Naughty boy.
A lot of these Dr. Game Show fans, they kind of have naughty license plates. So, so we're going to play this game. I guess we'll do speed round again.
You know what's naughty about the Joker and his license plate is that he spelled it out instead of like, what a contrarian.
He's like, I really want you to know. No mistakes.
No mistakes.
No numbers. Nope.
So, really quickly, I just want to check in with Jay Frosting really quick, make sure that everything's kosher for the, Jay? Hey, Jay?
Yeah.
That was,
Yo, how's it going?
Yeah, hey, real quick, just checking in with you. That's cool that the episode can be divided into two episodes for the wiki. Just so people...
Yeah, we'll do a 0.5.
Yeah.
No problem.
That's big. Thanks so much. Oh. Okay. Well, talk to you later. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, what part of our short?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay. Okay, so let's... we're moving on. Okay, so how about I guess we'll take some calls and after we do a theme song.
Oh,
for robot/robot Elton John.
Robo Elton John.
Okay, so let's see if we can get through these calls. Okay, we're going to talk to Lauren from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Okay, Lauren, you're on the Lauren, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Manola.
Hello.
Sam. John.
Yeah. Hi.
Yes. John is here. Yeah.
Hi. How
Hello.
Are you?
Lauren, if you want to just...
I'm psyched to play.
Yeah, let's just go for it, I guess. If you want to just... It is a lightning round. I can cut you off at any time, so... Just be aware.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I just sing like a robot? Or sing Elton John turning into a robot?
Yeah, the rules are pretty straightforward for sure. It's just singing Elton John going into robot. Or robot.
Oh. L.A. lady, seamstress for the band. Pretty
beat boop. Wow. Okay, class. Improv classes.
Wow.
Beep bop.
Wow. Thank you so much, Lauren. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. I just don't know. Will Lauren get a custom magnet? That's a yes. Congratulations, Lauren. You're getting a custom magnet. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy my life is fulfilled. I'm so happy.
Yes.
Yay. Thanks, John.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. Wow. That was really good. Okay. Next, we're talking to Sarah with Milo and Lucy in Lewiston, Iowa.
Conference call.
Yeah. So, Sarah, hello. Milo, Lucy, are you there?
We're here.
Hello.
Where's Milo and Lucy?
Zoned out watching. Lucy's watching some creepy YouTube videos, so she's a little bit preoccupied, and Milo's too scared to talk.
Nice.
Oh, classic. In there.
Tell him to eat some probiotics.
And I don't think either of them
apparently
know
it helps with anxiety.
Yeah. So, Sarah, you want to go for this?
Skills.
So we just sing Elton John?
Yeah, and then at some point you should kind of transition to a rowboat or a robot.
It's a little bit funny. Mm-hmm. This sailboat inside.
Okay.
That's not where the sailboat goes. We should probably hide.
Okay. Okay, so that was a first example of rowboat Elton John.
And I found that curious because you kind of took a Weird Al approach. You didn't become the sailboat, you commented upon the sailboat.
Is it more of a meta approach to rowboat?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Sarah, I guess we'll find out if Manolo loved it. Manolo? Nice work, Sarah. You're getting a custom magnet.
Woohoo!
Wow, that delayed woohoo is what I'm after. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, oh wait, she's actually mad that she has to have a magnet now. This is like clutter that like is not needed right now.
She wished that she had a bike with pogo stick legs.
Okay, so we're gonna take a call. Another Sam from Austin, Texas. Sam apparently can sing our theme song pretty good. Is that true, Sam?
Yes, I can.
In the style of Elton?
Yes. You want me to do it?
Yeah, could you do it in the style of Elton John and then also end up as a rowboat or a robot?
I don't know many Elton John songs.
That's okay. Just try your best.
Yeah, he's pretty indie.
Doctor, 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 game show. That's the best I can do. I'm trying to think of an Elton John song.
No.
I'm sorry if I stressed you out.
I think that maybe just go for the, you can do the theme song, Robot. Robot theme song, special
Robot
edition for
doctor
you, Sam.
Game show theme song.
Doctor, game show. Doctor Game Show,
win a magnet here. Yeah. Who is there?
Who are you throwing your voice? Is this like Tibetan like throat singing?
Is John there too?
No.
Wow.
But there is Joseph.
Dang.
Yeah, my brother's with me.
Sam, could you just?
But I.
Yeah.
I can't, but my dad told me the lyrics for some of my Elton John song, and I just realized I could turn into a robot.
Okay, let's try.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Benny and the Jets. Beep, boop, bop, beep, boop,
Oh, that was really well
done.
That was
pretty classic. Good. Pretty classic robot. Really excellent work.
My dad's really just industrial, right? That's probably the only reason he
knows it. Well, Manola, what do you think? Nice work. That's the sound we want to hear. All right. Goodbye, Sam. Congratulations.
Yay, bye, Sam.
Wow, that was good. Okay. I think, Sam, it's time to hear from you.
From me?
Mm-hmm. You'll get another. Okay. We're going to wait. We're going to hold on. We're going to take another call, and then you have to go.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You know, every time it comes, I see myself, I get in here, and I'm like, oh, I'm one of the hosts, you know. I'm
yes.
just sort of running this show. And
we love, you know what?
You know, I forget that there is this wall between us. you know, I am merely a contestant in your sick and messed up Joker-style world.
Yeah, we're the Saw clowns.
We are really interested in kind of getting like maybe like a Paula Abdul in here. So if you want to like take the lead of this next one, we're going to take a call from Lord Cat Eyes from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So Lord Cat Eyes, are you there?
I'm here.
Lord Cat Eyes?
Hello?
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 Hello? Yes. So, Lord Cat Eyes,
okay,
you are...
hear me?
Yeah, definitely. And you're, I believe you're... We hear that you are 9 years old and recently started playing Dungeons & Dragons. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Are you Dungeon Master?
No, I'm not Dungeon Master.
And is Lord Cat Eyes a family member?
What was
that?
Hear
that?
Cut out for a sec.
Want to hear the thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've been recently playing Dungeons and Dragons as a player. At a game store. Yeah.
Cool.
Nice.
And are you?
So yeah, I've been having a lot of fun.
Are nice. You? Can I ask you what your character is?
My character, his name is Dave Dragon Boys.
Nice. And he's part dragon. Yeah.
Huh? No, he's just a human fighter.
Oh, he's just got a cool last name.
I love that he stays grounded.
That's awesome. Yeah.
That's pretty tight.
Wow. Okay, so Lord Cat Eyes, would you mind? Do you mind going for it?
Huh? Oh. Okay. Should I go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crocodile Rock 100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100100
music. Were you playing the music as well?
I was.
Nice. Yep. Dang.
Wow, beautiful.
Thanks.
Well, Lord Cat Eyes, I know that Sam loved it and I loved it. I just don't know if Manolo...
Manolo is such a tough judge.
Yeah, I just Let don't know what he's going to do.
Simon Cowell, does that reference hit still? Am I irrelevant?
Let's go.
Suddenly no one knows what I'm talking about. It's amazing.
Thank
you. Whoa! Oh, you're a star, baby.
Amazing job. You get a record deal.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're getting a custom magnet. Wow, that's a pretty sick thing to get. Okay, good. Oh, Lord of Cat Eyes, would you mind just kind of I did say custom magnet, and I didn't mention our sponsor. If you could just give a shout out to Sticker Mule.
Hmm?
Could you just plug? Oh. Yeah.
Oh, give a shout out to Sticker Mule 2.0?
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind.
Or 1.0.
Well, yeah, 1.0.
Okay, I'll give a shout out to Sticker Mule.
That was it.
How do you give shout outs?
Well, you gotta do it. It's gotta be like a spirited shout out.
I've never done the shout
out. This is another thing that's irrelevant. Shout out to 2007.
Right, right.
We're 100 years old. Shout outs were this thing.
Yeah, so.
He's just shouting out Sticker Mule now.
Is that what it is? Is that what you do? I don't know.
You would say, like,
how do I do it? Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
my
yeah.
name's like Cat Eyes, and I'd like to give a huge shout out to Sticker Mule. I love you. Woo!
Okay.
No, would you mind just. Would you mind just saying, I'm Lord Cat Eyes, give a huge shout out to Sticker Mule?
I just did.
No, could you do it one more time?
Oh. So do I just say Sticker Mule?
No, you say.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Say your name and then you want to.
And then Sticker Mule and then woo at the end.
Yeah, yeah, a woo at the end would be good.
Okay. So I'm just going to say Sticker Mule and then a woo.
Yeah, no. Sure, yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Say your name first, too, though.
Yeah. Sticker Mule.
Okay,
see,
so
the kids
we
these
do
days,
my name?
Shout outs are just totally foreign.
So, like, hey, my name's Manolo. I'm giving a shout out to my boy, Lord Cat Eyes. Woo.
Okay. Hey, my real name is Leonard, and I'm giving a shout out to Sticker Mule. Yay!
Wow.
That was perfect.
Wow,
that was
amazing. You know what's happening? You're getting something from Sticker Mule. Excellent job.
My real name
Lord
is
Cat
Leonard.
I love that. I love that. Thank you, Lord Cat Eyes, aka Leonard. You're the best. Goodbye. Nobody says goodbye to me.
Try.
He was really getting in there. Okay,
man.
I'm ready now.
Okay, go for it.
Rocket Man, I think it's gonna be a bleep bloop bleep.
Worth it?
And
worth the
I
wait?
I think it's going to be a splish splash or...
Classic rowboat.
Wow.
Splish splash or...
Well, what do you think, Manolo? Splish splash
I'm
nice
a star,
word!
Baby!
You're a star. Wow, that was very good. I guess we're going to take another call. We're going to talk to Gabriel in San Jose, California. Gabriel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Nice. Gabriel, you know the drill, right?
Is we still doing...
Yeah.
You know, if you can believe it.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Sorry. Yeah. I have a mouthful of quesadilla right now. So
oh, you have to do it. We really want you to use that.
Yeah, use it.
Okay. I don't know the words. Is that okay?
Yeah. I think that's pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I think I'm having a time. And da 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 da. You hear the water? I'm on a rowboat.
Okay, so.
Da 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 da.
Okay, you are absolutely dragging Elton John right now. You have absolutely gone off on him, called him unoriginal and forgettable, and I'm obsessed with it.
So, Gabriel, you made your first thing that we kind of perked up to was that you did sing Billy Joel. And so, I think you were doing a rowboat Billy Joel. Which
is wait, no. That's not right.
It's
pretty sure.
You're definitely doing Billy Joel.
Billy Joel's Piano Man.
Can we get the wiki?
I know it's
guy?
Confusing. Yeah. Sure. Elton John was also a piano man in a sense.
Let's just check. We'll check in with the wiki guy real quick on that one. Jay Frosting.
We need the Frost Man.
Yeah. Jay Frosting, are you there?
I'm here. There's plenty of rules for house rules, or plenty of room for house rules.
Oh, you think so? So we can
you look up? Sure, excuse me. Sorry.
Yeah. No, go for it.
Go ahead.
No, go for it.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. Oh, go ahead. Absolutely. Go okay. for it.
Give me. So is what's the name of the song that I was singing?
You were singing
Piano Man. Piano Man.
It's almost
Piano dangerous. Man is done by Elton John.
Wrong.
I'm sure at some point he performed it.
Okay, well, if you could add that to the wiki, that would be great, and everybody will be pretty good.
What's up, dude?
Okay, well, glad that's all situated. Just quickly, if we can get a point ruling on Gabriel singing Elton John's Piano Man. Manolo, if you could just go ahead and...
It was a rowboat.
Yeah, rowboat. Elton John.
Elton John's Piano Man.
Yeah. Piano
Did the water get through okay? Or
No, I think that definitely read. Yeah. So
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
so
good.
Manolo, what do you think?
Hey, this is Manolo. I'm giving a shout out to Gabriel singing Elton John's Piano Man, and I give it a...
Wow, that, unbelievable. But Jay Frosting, mark it down. That actually got a point.
Despite all the odds. Just,
all right.
Yeah, nice work, everybody.
Life finds. Oh, well.
Okay. Do I get a...
Yep, goodbye. Okay, goodbye.
Wait, bye, Joe.
Goodbye.
Do I win?
Yeah. That's
obviously,
that's
I made the noise.
If you think you deserve it, if you think you don't deserve it, you can always return the gift.
Yeah.
But at this point in
time... That's up to you. It's coming to you.
It's sort of a moral dilemma.
Well, we're going to the studio.
It's custom, though, right?
Yeah, it's custom.
I can't return it.
You could return it. I mean, the mail works it. Both ways, but yeah.
There's not a lot of Gabriels out there.
No, that's true. No.
2-3 tops?
They're definitely more Sams than Gabriels, but if anything, this show proves. But, right, so anyway, I guess if I don't have any more questions, I guess I will say...
goodbye, yeah. Sam. Goodbye, Joe. And goodbye, Manolo.
Goodbye,
wow.
Gabriel.
Feels good. Feels really good. Dang. Okay. Wow. This was a pretty wild thing. I don't think we can top Billy Joel. So
that was really something.
So we do, but we do need to definitely vote. Okay. So we played two games in the first episode and one game in the second.
So we're counting them both?
Yeah. So we played, what did we play? We played...
license plates.
Great plate. We could play Great Plate. You could play Sticker Mule 2.0 or Werewolf Billy Joel. So...
you mean Rowboat Billy Joel?
Yeah, Rowboat Belton John.
Belton John.
Belton Button, row your boat.
Sing us the song, you're the rocket man.
White wedding.
Yeah, so... So if anybody would mind voting, let's get your opinion on it. What would you like to vote for?
I like license plate game.
Great plate, and vote for great plate. Another vote for great plate on the message board. That right now that's in the lead. Right now we have one vote for Billy Joel and one vote for Sticker Mule 2.0. Pretty good. So Manolo, what do you think?
I would go with Rowboat Elton.
You
Joel
want that again?
Whatever.
You want sure. that again?
You think there's more to be milked from that?
That's my thought exactly.
Hit the comedic height of that piece.
I think we could push it further. You get it.
Okay, interesting. So right now, Great Plate is in the lead for sure. Someone is voting for Dave Dragon Boys. Looks like one person that looks like our troll Doc Zen is submitting a lot of Sticker Mule 2.0 because.
So
we got a couple votes for Dr. Shoutout. Let's talk to a few people from the call-in list. Let's talk to a few people from there. Let's talk to Natalie in Baltimore. Natalie, are you there? Natalie, are you there? Natalie?
Yes. I'm here.
Yeah. Okay, well, what are you
yours?
What do you like?
The license plate one.
You did?
Yeah.
You know, you're like one of our first callers that's ever called in and suggested a game we've actually played. Okay. All right. Well, that's chilling. But thank you for cooperating. I really appreciate it. It looks like Great Plate might be the winner for this show. Thanks to Mallory Core. Thanks to Natalie in Baltimore. Talk to you soon. Natalie. Goodbye. Okay. Wow. So, well, you know, it's always
classic Joe.
Classic. It's always a game changer. Okay. So Great Plate is the winner. It's pretty good. Now, before we say goodbye, I did just want to ask, if Sam.
Yeah.
I do want to thank you for being on the show. We love having you here.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's so fun.
It's so fun. But we just wanted to, we wanted to see if there's anything that you'd want to plug, because obviously people are thinking, yes, I love Sam. I'm on Team Sam. Go Sam, go John. So if you have anything you'd like to plug or anything that people could go to in New York, anything like that, or people could check out online.
If you are in New York City, I host a weekly comedy show called Future Forms, also known as Meatball Monday.
Yes!
It is at Serafina Ludlow at 8 p.m. every single Monday. And if you're listening to this now, on July 16th at Ars Nova,
I'm
putting on a legal drama with Max Witter called Taggart and Witter, Lawyers at Law.
Max Witter, you might know from the show as well. Together, it obviously would be an amazing show. Like, truly incredible. Is it based on Law and Order?
Not really. You know, I've actually maybe never seen that show. It's just sort of what we think lawyers do.
Perfect. That's truly perfect. And Manolo, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
At Manolo something on Instagram.
What can they expect to find?
Pictures of the floor, under the table.
Yeah.
The sky.
Okay.
I'm like, wait a minute, we're supposed to plug our... What in the heck?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, actually, follow me on Insta. It's really good content. Oh, and my tweets, you know they're always popping off. I'm talking hit after hit after hit. You can scroll through this dang thing and you won't be able to find a single dud. Just raw, hilarious truths.
Also, I'll do a live broadcast every 3 p.m.
Incredible. Incredible. Wow, this has been quite a show. If you wouldn't mind playing us out, singing us out, we're going to do a little a classic special thanks. A special thanks. Right. Thanks to our sponsor, you guessed it, Sticker Mule. Get $10 off your first order of custom magnets or anything else at stickermule.com/gameshow. Our special thanks to our engineer, Andrew Marr, our producer, Alex Papadan, our mixer, Andrea Christensdotter, our intern, Baby Emmy. This is recorded at Hook and Fade Studios in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Don't come
snare,
here.
Snare, snare, crash.
And the theme song is by Big Huge.
Floor top, floor top.
Sounds like Nightmare Before Christmas in here. God, what are you trying to do?
Just bring us back to a more innocent time.
Yeah. Fall is coming up. It's just around the corner. I'm like, are we still on? Or? Because I'm loving this mic.
Wow, wow, wow. People are really upset that I called the vote before. They did a last-minute rebellion.
For what?
For some kind of new game called Dr. Shoutout.
Ugh.
Whatever. I did like Dr. Shoutout.
No.
Trying to teach a child how to do a shoutout was really something. It is like, I just turned 30 last week, and I just feel suddenly 100. Like, every reference is different.
Yeah. Shoutouts is not.
Shoutouts not a thing.
Yeah.
Wait. Because, yeah, and then he was like, my... Leonard.
I love that it's like my real name is Leonard and I'd like to give a shout out to Sticker View.
Yeah, make crazy. It official.
It's so sweet that they're like actual kids.
Mm. Yeah, there were a bunch of kids this time around. I guess because it's the summertime.
Yeah, it's the weekend.
The weekend and summertime. They're not doing anything.
So that's like double summer.
Double summer. Man, I loved the summer when I was a kid.
Me too.
That was so great.
I was thinking about it, like being just like going to a pool every day.
I was
like,
just
that's all I did.
Yeah.
I've just played in the backyard.
That's pretty good too. I just remember like just begging people for money to buy Airheads. Like just trying
people
to,
you know.
Yeah.
Okay. You aren't like, just like on
who
the
has
street.
Money? We must have 15 cents between us.
Yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
There was like an ice cream store down the street and I knew the exact price of like everything. Oh. And they'd be like, I need $1.10 to get the slushy. And I would get the slushy every night because it was like kind of reasonable. And like on special occasions, I would get like their Blizzard equivalent.
So every episode, well, I started to realize that Manolo will go for maybe like a minute or two at a time without speaking. And I wonder, where does he go? And this is a minute of the podcast to dedicate to where Manolo goes in that time. So this is the Manolo Minute, 60 seconds on the clock, where Manolo talks about what he's been thinking about.
Do I start now?
Manolo.
You didn't say ready, set, go.
Oh, I usually say ready, set, go?
I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ready, set, okay. Go.
All right. So
still
you're
not
watching. You're looking at your clock.
I made a mistake. I said 60 seconds. It made me nervous.
Oh, okay. Well, no, yeah, we were talking about mustaches earlier. Like Sam has a completely new identity, and so do I. As soon as we donned on the mustaches and I guess if I were to talk about its origins, it's I think I was going through a thing as I am wont to do, and I just didn't shave for like a few days by accident maybe, and then my roommate was like, oh cool, are you growing out your mustache? And I'm like, sure, why not? And so I did it, and it was weird. I had that weird period, and then it got long enough where I was able to comb over the patchy parts. And then I noticed that all the guys were like, oh, dude, that's so cool. You have a mustache. That's awesome. But like none of the women were into it. And if they did comment, they're like, yeah, lose the mustache. But now, after a few years, as I started ditching those people and meeting new people, people are like, someone said it was iconic. Someone else was like, oh, I can't see you without it. And I don't remember when I started growing it, but I would always have to refer to the last Facebook photo of myself without it. And it's me doing the peace sign like an Asian person.
What?
With another Asian person.
I want to see the photo. I think you've had a mustache for as long as I've known you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to change new people.
Right. Well.
Don't you have to do that to reinvent yourself? You just have to get rid of everybody.
Yes. Clean it out.
Yeah.
Well, that's time. Okay.
Ring, ring on the telephone.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.